there, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We've got a week full of fresh inspiration for you, starting with Racine Dews. She sent in her lift from Azusa, California.
Love is in the voice, I thought as I heard the audio of a Christian Science Monitor report that melted my heart and made me immediately turn to silent prayer for world conditions needing divine support. The reader's voice had so many spiritual qualities in the tone and expression. I heard tenderness, gentleness, intelligence, understanding, care, and compassion. I wanted to draw close to these spiritual qualities. These qualities, combined with the important message in the content, created for me a balance that lifted fear and made me sit up straight, roll up my sleeves, and dedicate some prayer to support the news in the headlines and the reporters who report that news. To draw close to these spiritual qualities, I researched the word voice on the JSH online website, where a concordance to the Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy can be researched. In Deuteronomy, I found a verse that says it all. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shall be obedient unto his voice, he will not forsake thee. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy came this added guidance from the Bible. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. After continuing my research, I've come to feel a unity with the support of God, who is divine love, for this prayer effort. And I have an inner conviction that this support extends to all who turn to God to declare for our world safety and solace.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.